Hi, this is Lynette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. Today, we're going to talk about it's okay not to be liked. Now, this is not for people that don't quite understand this. This is going to be for my friends that struggle with not being liked. And this is for anyone who loses sleep when someone doesn't like them. This is also going to be for someone that feels their self-worth takes a hit when they find out they have a hater or haters. In this episode, I'm not saying you should become the type of person who says, I am who I am and I don't want to care about how anybody feels about me or who doesn't like me. This isn't an episode about being a bad person. It's about being okay with people not liking you. This episode is about being a decent person with good intentions and coping when you still land on someone's crap list. So if you're looking for validation to like being a brat or feeling okay that you are not a nice person, then this is the wrong episode for you. You see, from a young age, we get the message in many subtle ways that everyone should like us all the time. And if they don't, there must be something wrong with us. But that's a lie. Of course, we want people to like us, but it's not possible or really even desirable to be liked by everyone. I thought back to a time a couple of years ago when I was upset from a long day and I was frustrated over a comment that a colleague had made about me. And my friend told me something that stuck with me. She said, "Girl, you might be the perfect orange. Some people just don't like oranges." See, I didn't say anything because it was a flawless way to convey the message that sometimes people's criticism of you is actually more about them. In fact, if you take yourself and your emotions out of it, liking someone is a personal preference, similar to liking or disliking a food. Not everyone has to like you because really there's nothing that every single person likes. No matter how great, how beautiful, how glitzy, how glamorous, or bling bling it is. We all have the right to our preferences, things that we like and dislike. But guess what? We can't be liked by everyone. It's not even about you. It's about them. Remember when you're younger and you didn't like vegetables? I can remember I didn't like spinach. And now it's one of my favorites. So I'm going to give you some information that will help you navigate through when someone doesn't like you and being okay about it. First, make sure you like you. Now, I'm not going to get real deep into self-awareness or self-worth because that could be a 10,000-word episode, and I'll save that for another day. But your first concern should be being liked. And it should actually be liking yourself. It doesn't matter what Joe Schmo thinks about you if you think horrible things about yourself to begin with. And sometimes we take things so personal that sometimes that someone doesn't like us, we're giving them that validation to things that we already think about ourselves. So if you're having internal battles with yourself about not being liked, make sure you address that before you try to combat the opinions of others. Number two, their beliefs and the truth, two totally different things. You need to decipher the difference between beliefs and truth before you even begin to worry about someone liking you or not. The truth is concrete. It is fact. It is reality. The truth is your intentions, if they're pure, and your words and your actions. If you're a good person with pure intentions, you're giving, you're caring, and you're loving, that is the truth, and it shows up by the actions, and it always backs it up. So if someone doesn't like you, it is based upon their belief of you, not the truth. Then why can't they see it? You probably ask yourself. Remember this, doesn't always get it. You know, it's that they're in their own state of consciousness and awareness. And that's what they have within themselves. They are creating their beliefs based on their level of consciousness. So let someone that doesn't like you because they think you're impolite, okay? But you know you're not impolite. You don't interrupt people, and when they're talking, and you don't down the people, you aren't sassy. You're just introverted, and you have a bit of maybe some social anxiety. Just know that that's their belief. It does not change their truth, okay? So as you go along this journey, remember, the truth is good and the truth is pure. Their belief shouldn't affect your energy. But I know that's easier said than done. You cannot speak to someone on a level that they do not understand. Now, number three, it's not always you. They may not like you because of how they are, not because of how you are. Let's take, for example, you start a new job, and this happens in corporate world and in your business and in your professional life all the time. You're a go-getter. You pull the long hours, you go the extra mile, and you have no problem rolling up your sleeves and getting the work done. But you have that coworker that probably sits next to you or two offices down or across from you, and they just dislike you from day one. They haven't been giving 100% at work. And when you show up, it's because they see you as a threat. You know, it highlights their lack of drive. And if you know anything about people like this, they will always take the easy way out. So rather than stepping up to be on your level, they will try to drag you down to theirs. So before you beat yourself up with that new coworker or that neighbor or even a friend or a friend of a friend that doesn't like you, check the situation and check how they act and how they talk about you and how they talk to you. Sometimes people are waging a war against themselves, and it's in their own head, and then you show up on the battlefield as a distraction and sometimes the target. Don't let yourself get sucked in and become that distraction or that target. Let them figure out their own war strategy, and you just keep your armor up around them. Now, we'll be back in 30 seconds, and I'll finish up a few more information tips when it's okay not to be liked.
Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Urban. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us, by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. This is Vonette Wright, and you're back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. We're talking about it's okay for everyone not to like you. Number four, now this one I really like. You're not everyone's cup of tea. This is where self-awareness really comes into play, and you have to be annoying real about who you are. See, I'm an extroverted introvert person. Sometimes I'm the quietest person you'll ever meet, and other times, I'm the life of the party. Now, I maybe hate to admit this, but I can cuss like a sailor, but I'll always say please and thank you, just like I was raised in the church. I'm an outdoorsy type of person in the sense that I like to maybe have a drink, a patio, or an outside bistro. but I won't go on a 12-mile hike with you. No way, no how. I'm a spiritual person, but I don't like to talk about it with most people. I'm a political / historical junkie with some pretty intense beliefs. And I could go on, but I won't. Just looking at that list, there's a ton of reasons that someone might not like me. And I didn't even list the really annoying stuff about me. Now, just because they don't like me for any of those reasons, I'm not a bad person. And just because they don't like me for one of those reasons, they're not a bad person either. We just have different preferences, different ways of living, different perspectives, and different levels of consciousness. So say someone doesn't like me because I'm not religious. That just says that they choose to be around more religious people, and I'm not just one of those people. See, I'm not their cup of tea, but I might be someone else's glass of wine. I'm sorry, I had to say it. If they're that brazen to judge you that quickly, they have no earthly idea who you truly are. So that actually says more about them than it does about you. This is something that my mom and my godmother and my godfather would really instill into me when I was a teen. But as I've grown and I've become a little wiser, I've learned this. Those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. So if someone likes you for some petty, childish reasons, let it be. Don't lose sleep over someone not liking you, especially if they don't even know you. Your life isn't really yours if you spend all your time worrying about what others think. It's especially important that you don't give your life power to someone who doesn't even know you. Now, number 5, growth happens. Growth is a part of life. So you will outgrow some people, and some people will outgrow you. Don't take offense to anyone's growth or their lack of growth. Sometimes our timing is off with other people. Growth, and that comes across as dislike. Because, you know, if you're starting out on a level playing field and then you begin to move in a different direction, some people are just not going to like that, but that's their issue. As we grow, we fall into our own places and our own routines and our own ways of thinking. And you have to be humble enough to know that you're not better than anyone, but also wise enough to know that you're allowed to be who you are without being judged for it. So as you grow or you're outgrown, remember that there's no winner. Growth means possibly being disliked, and growth is just a fact of life. Now, number 6 is their perception is their reality. I think that is the most profound statement I've ever heard, which is you're a million different people to a million different people. You have to come to terms with the fact that there are many perceptions to you. Even if you are the most down-to-earth person, real, level-headed, everyone sees something different, and that's okay. Don't try to fight it. You can't force someone to see your worth, and you can't talk them into liking you. I remember my ex used to say to me, when someone has their mind made up, there's nothing you can say or do that's going to change it or even convince them. So you can't convince anyone that they're wrong about you, and honestly, it's not even worth the breath. Some people may think that I'm catty. They even may say I'm a know-it-all. Some people think I'm a loyal friend. Some people think I can probably be as fake as can be. And other people think I'm the salt of the earth kind of person. If I was to run around and scream at people, you're wrong about me. I'm a good person. What would that actually do? Nothing. It would actually probably counterproductive because they think that I'm probably crazy. And on top of that, what they already believe about me is probably true. So just leave it be. Allow them to feel how they feel. Their perception is theirs, and yours is yours. Now, number 7 to me is big. Don't beg to be liked. It's just not a good idea. They have their own idea of who they think you are. Let them criticize that person. Because, again, if you are a rock-solid person and you know you are, that criticism doesn't even fit. Therefore, you're not criticizing and hating on anyone. They're criticizing. And their belief of you is just what it is, their belief. So stop trying to protect your name or fix your reputation. Protect your energy and fix your self-image. Now, number 8, and we're going to almost be wrapping this up, is get your confidence back. Because if you have low confidence, it makes it easier for other people to convince you that you're not worthy. You have to stop associating your confidence and self-worth with what other things that people think about you. Confidence is a feeling of self-assurance arising from your own appreciation of your own abilities and your qualities. And again, you need to be super self-aware and real with yourself. So ask yourself, what are your qualities and what are your abilities? Once you know these, you are sure and confident about them, the less you're going to worry about what someone else believes. If you know you're a loyal and caring and loving person, the less it's going to bother you if someone says that you're selfish. See, Gandhi had a quote one time, and he has many quotes, I should say. You can't change how people treat you or what they say about you. All you can do is change how you react to it. And I was always taught by my mom, my godmother, and my godfather, because they're the most 3 influential people in my life. They always said, you teach people how to treat you. Now, it's okay not to be liked and accepted by everyone, but it should be standard that you like and accept yourself. Essentially, you have 2 options. You can work on your likability and try to become someone that everybody else likes, or you can try to let it not bother you. Now, I know the latter sounds harder, but it's really the most achievable of the 2, and it's the one that will give you the greatest control. I have a quote that I have on my desk at work, and it says, one of the most freeing things we learn in life is that we don't have to like everyone. Everyone doesn't have to like us, and it's perfectly okay. And that's by someone unknown. So I hope these things have really helped you to know that not everyone is going to like you, but it's okay. And, of course, you know I'm going to leave you with my favorite scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright. This is the hand that you've been dealt, and we'll talk again on Friday at 4 p.m.